Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. It is a wonderful day for us to be together in worship. Today is our first Sunday after that wonderful and amazing season of Easter. Today we celebrate the Pentecost. Today is the day when we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit and the beginnings of the church. Yes, and even I learned that today the birthday of the church, all right? So it is a good thing for us to be together. I'm glad you're with us here. I'm glad you're with us if you are watching online. It is good to be together. We do have Sunday school bags in the back of the church. And so if you have a child with you, please make sure that they get one of those Sunday school bags. And also to remind you, we have Sunday school in between the services for children upstairs, for the grown-ups in the parlor, but we do have Sunday school. Today, as part of our celebration of Pentecost Sunday, we will be welcoming new members into our fellowship here at St. John's. As the early church grew, so does our congregation, and it is good that you are here to help us celebrate. We're looking for some willing people, some strong arms, some strong backs. We're doing some moving this coming Saturday, June 11th, beginning at 9 a.m. Many hands can help make light work, so I think it's possible for us to do this together and to do it quickly. Join us, let me know, try to keep your ears open once we have an address. This coming Saturday, June 11th, in the morning at 9 a.m. During the height of COVID-19, we removed all of the service books because we weren't sure if viruses were going to linger on surfaces. Since then, we've returned the new cranberry-colored ones because those cranberry-colored ones includes everything that we've used from the green ones and the blue ones. And so we now have copies of the LBW, the green book, and With One Voice, the blue book, in the coat room. And you are free to take them home with you. Perhaps you or your family donated some of those in memory or of honor of someone. Please feel free to take copies of either the blue book or the green book. Take them for yourself. Take them for a relative. We would like for all of you to pick up as many as you wish by August 1st. And so they're right in the, you go in the main entrance there over to the coat room, and there's a whole big pile with One Voice and LBW, Lutheran Book of Worship. Please feel free to take them and to send them to the people that you love. We've gathered this morning to be in worship. We've gathered this morning to add our voices to those giving thanks and praise to God and especially the Holy Spirit today. So let us continue our worship by joining together in our gathering song. The song is Our God's Alive. Let us rise and sing together.
Lifted us, he has overcome the power of the grave and the sin that once enslaved could mold him in the ground, couldn't keep him down. Rise with a shout, cry out, our God's alive. Rise, holy fire, burn bright, burn bright. Rise with a shout, cry out. Reigning on his throne, drawing ever close, giving us this hope, he'll never let us go. Death has been defeated, Jesus Christ Redeemer, conquered hell and freed us, forever we are saved. Rise with a shout, cry out, our God's alive. Rise, holy fire, burn bright, burn bright. Remains for forever. Our Savior, rise with a shout. Cry out, our God's alive. Rise, holy fire, burn bright, burn bright. Rise with a shout, cry out for freedom. Rise, church, arise, our God's alive.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God, our Creator, the resurrection of your Son offers life to all the peoples of the earth. By your Holy Spirit, kindle in us the fire of your love, empowering our lives for service and our tongues for praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson is from the second chapter of Acts, beginning with the first verse. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each of them heard speaking in the native language of each, amazed and astonished. Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these were not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and mist, smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from the 8th chapter of Romans, beginning at the 14th verse. "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, 'Abba, Father,' it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him." The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John in the 14th chapter. Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, but if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite any children to come on forward. Today is Pentecost, right? We just heard Mr. Mullen read a lesson about the first Pentecost, when there was the sound of a big wind and then divided tongues as of fire resting on people. You ever heard it? Seen anybody whose head looks like it's on fire? I haven't either, all right? But what we do on this day, as we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, we usually do it with things that look like fire or with extra candles. Here we are, see? And in the church, sometimes we talk about the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? Wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and fear of the Lord, joy in your presence. You remember those, don't you? At baptism, when you were baptized, you were washed in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then I or another pastor like me prayed over you that you would have the spirit of wisdom, come on, wisdom and understanding, all right? Understanding means that we just hope that we all understand the things that are going on around us, and wisdom means that we'll know how to act right. Not right and left, but right and wrong. And so wisdom says, help us, Lord, to know what's the right thing to do. And understanding is, help us to understand when that's necessary. All right? Then we have counsel and might. Counsel with an S means listening to people, helping to people, meaning God listening to us and God helping us. And then might, so that we have the strength that we need to help our neighbor up. We have the strength we need to do the things that are necessary. Wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge. How many of you love going to school? One, maybe. Okay, two. The rest are like, we don't have to go yet. Knowledge. Knowledge is a wonderful thing. Knowledge is a great thing, because there you begin to receive what you need to help you understand. There you get to receive the things that help us live wisely. Knowledge. Fear of the Lord. Now that doesn't mean that you have to be afraid. Fear of the Lord is more like awe. To be awed by God's creation. To be awed by Jesus, who comes and loves you so much that he was willing to rise from the dead for you. Awe. All right? So we have wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and fear of the Lord, and my favorite, joy in God's presence. There we are. Joy. Joy just bubbles up from your toes and it fills you all the way to your head, because we know God. And these are all gifts to us by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, you have the opportunity to pick up wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and fear of the Lord, and joy in God's presence. All of those gifts are available to you, to all of us also. These are the gifts we celebrate today. These are the things we thank God for today. Let's pray. Gracious, holy, and good God, we thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, especially today. Help to fill us with a spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and might, of knowledge, fear of the Lord, and of joy in your presence. And help us to share these gifts with all we know. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. You guys have a great day, all right? Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the past few weeks here in church, we have been listening to Jesus, teaching his disciples, praying for his disciples, playing with his disciples' memories. And we have heard Jesus promise the presence of the Holy Spirit. You see, the coming of the Holy Spirit is the final piece in the disciples' toolkit as they become witnesses to Jesus' life, his living and suffering, his dying and rising from the dead. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. The Holy Spirit is our advocate and friend. The Holy Spirit is the source of daily strength and a reminder of missions possible to us all. You see, the Holy Spirit is the presence of Jesus with us, even though Jesus is not with us physically. The Holy Spirit comes to us all, especially at our baptism, so that then we will be blessed every day with forgiveness, guidance, holiness, and grace. The Holy Spirit is what the disciples have been waiting for. After Jesus' ascension, the disciples remained in Jerusalem just like Jesus asked them to do. And today we celebrate the promise fulfilled. We promise the coming of the Holy Spirit. And so the disciples were all together in probably that same upper room. But this time it wasn't fear that gathered them together like on that first Easter Sunday. No, now they had a purpose. They were called to be witnesses. But Jesus had asked them to wait. Jesus had told them that the promised Holy Spirit would be upon them soon. Now it's been 10 days since the ascension, but they were waiting. They were drawing strength from one another. They were sharing stories and meals with one another, and they were looking forward to what was next. They were just there, waiting, excited, nervous, not knowing what was going to happen, just hoping that it would happen soon. And then something happened. Now, Pentecost in the Jewish calendar is 50 days after Passover, and it is a harvest festival. All right, it is celebrating the first harvest. It's celebrating God's bounty and God's goodness. And so once again, Jerusalem is filled with pilgrims from all over who were all there to give God praise for the goodnesses received. This is why there was this crowd from all over, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Egypt, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Libya, Crete, Arabia, Asia, all over. These were just some of the regions where God's far-flung people, the Jews, had landed. That's where they were living, but they all came to Jerusalem for Pentecost. They were there to worship. They were there to give thanks. They were there to celebrate God's goodness, and something happened. Into that amazing mix of people from all over, into that cacophony of languages and accents of laughter and celebration, 12 voices could be heard. The disciples who had been waiting together for the coming of the Spirit, and the Spirit came in the rush of a violent wind. They were filled with the Spirit. Divided tongues as of fire were resting on each of them, and they began to speak in languages that they had never studied, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, I studied German in high school. I studied Greek and Hebrew in college. My wife, Stacy, my son, Nathaniel, my daughter, Anna, they all studied French. And one thing about all of that is that it takes a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of study and a lot of stress, and I was never really fluent in any of them. It just doesn't happen in one afternoon. It's not as if somehow or another we woke up one morning and could speak a foreign language. But today we celebrate that because it is the power of God's love and the power of mission given. All those people were there in Jerusalem, and so God reversed the confusion of Babel even just for the afternoon. The good news of God's love in Jesus Christ was proclaimed to a waiting people. They could all understand the words. They could all discover the height and the depth of God's love for each of them and for all creation. The promise is fulfilled. The disciples can now proceed with their mission and with their purpose. And like Joel described, this was a moment where the joy of proclamation ran wild. The message of God's love in Jesus was now out. As we heard in John's gospel today, the disciples could now testify to the truth that Jesus is what God is like. If you want to know God's love, look to Jesus. If you want to hear what God is saying, look to Jesus. If you want to know who you should follow in this world, look to Jesus. And because of these messages, because of the disciples' enthusiasm, 3,000 were baptized there on Pentecost. The church was growing, and we are part of that growth. Now, for most of us, we've never had tongues of fire rest above our heads. And as I've already confessed, I've never really just known a language in an afternoon. Yet the Holy Spirit is with us, and the promise of the Spirit's presence is fulfilled in us as well. In the church, we talk about the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit. In baptism, we pray for the baptized, and we pray that God would just pour onto them the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. These are some of the ways that the Spirit is manifest in our lives. Now, there are also many gifts that the Spirit provides to each according to their own need and all for the common good. But these seven are lifted up as paramount, and that they truly help us to live lives of holiness and blessedness in lives where we live as witnesses to God's love in Jesus Christ. We pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand the situations around us and grant us the wisdom to act in God's love. We pray for the strength to help our neighbors and the ability to listen and to assist. We pray for knowledge of God's actions and the awe that comes from that knowledge. And finally, we pray for joy. Joy in God's presence with us. As baptized children of God, as followers of Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to us every day with all these gifts laid out, ready to help us pick them up and use them to help build God's kingdom. See, the amazing truth is that we have a purpose to be witnesses to God's love in Jesus. The Holy Spirit is with us, tongues of fire or not. And we need wait no longer. We have seen the glory of Jesus. We have seen the compassion of Jesus. We have seen the depth of Jesus' love for all of us. And now we get to share that with others. Now, it is not only a spoken message. We do get to tell the story, but it is more important for us to live that story, showing God's love in real life to those around us. This is why we pray, each of us, for the Holy Spirit to come to each of us and to all of us with wisdom and understanding, with counsel and might, with knowledge and fear of the Lord, with joy, so that we can bring all of that to the people we meet. This way, along with the disciples and all the others in Jerusalem, we can proclaim the promise fulfilled. God is with us, and we get to share. Amen. And now please rise as we join together in prayer. Set free from captivity to sin and death, we pray to the God of resurrection for the church, people in need, and for all creation. Holy living one, holy moving one, burst open our locked doors, and by your Spirit, drive us out into the world proclaiming your mighty deeds. Direct our words and actions, trusting the Advocate abiding in us and among us. Lord, in your mercy, feed and care for creatures that remain hidden to us, yet contribute to the vibrancy of your creation. Train us to interact with creation from a place of wonder, awe, and reverence. Lord, in your mercy, send your Spirit to places where language is a barrier to justice and mercy for those who seek it. Bless the work of translators, interpreters, and teachers. Promote understanding for the sake of those longing for true peace and freedom. Lord, in your mercy. O God of peace and justice, we pray for the people of Ukraine today. We pray for peace and the laying down of weapons. We pray for all those who fear for tomorrow that your spirit of comfort would draw near to them. We pray for those with power over war or peace, for wisdom, discernment, and compassion to guide their decisions. Above all, we pray for all your precious children at risk and in fear, that you would hold and protect them all. Lord, in your mercy, comfort all who live in constant fear and any who are suffering. Remind them that your spirit has made them your children and that they are never far from your glory. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury or accident. We pray especially for Sharon, Fran, Carol, Tom, and Jack. May the healing presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy. Guide all bishops, pastors, missionaries, and other ministers of the gospel. Foster our relationships with partner synods and local ministry partners, that our visions and actions are spirit-led. Lord, in your mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, who calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies us. Come to us now as we celebrate those who are joining us in the body of Christ here at St. John's. May we be for them family, and may they be for us a blessing, and may we all together grow in faith and reach out in love. Lord, in your mercy, gather your people across regions, nations, and lands. Root our common life in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And by your Spirit, bind us together with all the saints who have gone before us. Lord, in your mercy. In your mercy, O God, respond to these prayers and renew us by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now, may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Soul on fire, till I am a soul on fire. Lord, restore the joy I had. I have wandered, bring me back. In this darkness, lead me through until all I see is you. Yeah, God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire.